GHRT Rewinds are brought to you by Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Mike and Nate and Harrison teaming up to help you sell your home faster and for top dollar.
George, in the first hour, what are we talking about today?
I don't know. It's up to you. Go ahead.
It's never up to, nothing's up to me, whether it's at home.
I'm wondering where the music goes. What is it you have against the music?
I love the music.
I keep waiting for that big intro and the big voice to come in. We take back the power. We're ready to go.
Yeah, so let me just tell folks, that whoever's listening at 6:09 in the morning, that the computer is programmed for certain things. And so All Greeley does is push the buttons to make sure. But if it's not loaded into the computer, we don't have it.
I don't trust you.
Well, we've known each other a long time. I don't blame you.
All right, good morning and welcome. This is the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. Rick is away. He has moved his base of operations. As far as I can tell, he's now moved on to Spain. This is a one-week kind of whirlwind tour that he's on. He's been in England, and now he's in Spain. And the last I knew, he was at another restaurant. So Rick is eating his way across Europe, and he'll roll in here at some point next week. He'll be back on a Tuesday. Okay, so welcome in. We'll be opening up the phone lines for you, 1-800-966-1039, and have you put some voice here in the Voice of Maine this morning. Let's go back to yesterday just a little bit, just to update you a little bit. We were talking yesterday about the new laws that are taking effect in September, 90 days at the end of the legislature, and that's going to be September 19th. We got into quite a bit with the new cell phone law, which is complicated to a degree in the sense that everybody's got a question about it. You know, can I do this? Can I do that? Can I do something else? And I have been contacted and talking to Bruce Scott, who is the troop commander of the traffic safety unit of the Maine State Police. And he clarified a couple of things for us. I'm not going to go through the whole thing again here today. I think maybe you had a great idea that we can maybe ask at some point Bruce to come in before the 19th and sit in with us here and talk about it. We're talking about the public law, Title 29A, Section 2121, and it has a lot. You know, anytime you have a new law and you are in the legislature, there's a lot of unintended consequences sometimes.
Yeah, there absolutely are, George, and things can be changed. They can be amended. They can be recalled. All kinds of things can happen, and Lieutenant Scott, he and his brother both are troopers, very experienced members of the Maine State Police. And I know that this has been Lieutenant Scott's thing to be following this particular law change because it impacts virtually everybody in the state.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah.
So he was aware of some things that we were not aware of yesterday. And I think if he's willing to come in, I think that would be a great idea. And he can really very clearly, having done all the research, answer questions better than I.
We will be in contact with him. He did point out the final amount in the bill, the final amended bill. Now, that's the key you get into. They amend the things down there. Governor Mills signed it June 27th. There are surcharges. There are fees. I don't want to get into the details right now. The fine is going to be not less than $50 for a first offense, not less than $250 for a second or subsequent. And there's no three-year limit. We talked about a three-year limit. But anyway, we'll also be talking about many things that are going to occur with this new law. And you correctly state that everybody, we're going to call it what it is basically is called a hands-free driving law.
Yeah, that's a great way to put it.
The hands-free driving law. If you think of it in those terms, then you know that beginning on the 19th of this coming month, it prohibits the use of mobile telephones, handheld electronic devices, portable electronic devices when operating a motor vehicle. Unless, and this is where you get into trouble with some of these things, unless it is specifically exempted by law. You may use limited functions of your device in hands-free mode, providing you're not under 18.
Right. And we talked about that briefly. We did mention 18 yesterday.
Yeah. Providing you're not under 18 or operating on a permit or intermediate driver's license. So there are some. You can't tell. You know, we used to see you can't tell the players without a program.
Right.
If everybody, I was thinking about this today. If everybody would sit down and read a new law, now who's going to do that?
Oh my God, the lawmakers! I don't think even do that. So
I do it.
Well, yeah, but you said everybody. Really, what are the odds? I mean, no. With all due respect to members of the Maine legislature, when you know you're looking at 2,500 bills in the first of the 2-year cycle.
How do you vote?
Well, you have to go on the recommendation of the committee. You look at leadership in your own party and you read the summary. Often lawmakers don't look at every, you know, the bills come over their desk rapid fire.
Now you've explained what happens.
So that, I think there's a lot of truth to that, you know. That may not be the case with every bill. I mean, there are certainly legislators that read every single word of every bill and they read every word of the budget. But, you know, sometimes you just can't.
Well, keep in mind that you may use limited function of your device in a hands-free mode, providing you're not under 18 or operating on a permit or intermediate license. So there are a lot of questions that we're going to be asked between now and September. I'm touching on it again today because, is it Lieutenant Scott?
Well, I believe so, yeah.
Sent me a note, and we were pretty close, but not dead on.
Yeah, well, again, you know, George, in our defense, and I have to say hello to Chris Shawley. Chris Shawley informs me he is, in fact, listening at 6:09 in the morning to the George Hillary Tyler Show. Thank you, Chris Shawley. That we didn't plan on this topic, right? Right. We just sort of decided moments before the segment we're going to talk about this, and so we were kind of.
I know running. A month ago.
No, you not. We were going to talk about it yesterday. You didn't. You're so full of baloney. So you know, we didn't have the chance to research amendments and look at the final version of the bill. And
well, it's very very difficult. There are questions about CB radio. CBs, by the way, were specifically exempted. So you may use your CB while operating a motor vehicle, provided you maintain control of your vehicle. That's always an interesting point when you say, providing you maintain control of your vehicle. So to answer the couple of people who called in about CB radio, do people really still do CB radio?
You know, I don't know now with cell phones if they do to the
I haven't degree that thought they of used that to, in but, a long time.
But I think once in a while you still see one. I know the truck drivers, right? The big truck
drivers.
Well,
maybe the big truck drivers
still use them.
And can you use a handheld device if it's mounted, like a GPS or iTunes? That was a question that came up. The answer is yeah, if it's affixed or mounted to the vehicle. And all you have to do is make one single tap.
Right. So it's not against the law, like to change your radio station or, you know.
Right.
So if it's mounted, that's or part of the vehicle or it's mounted. The issue is not so much touching it with your finger if it's mounted. The issue is, are you holding it in your hand, with the exception of those, you know, hardwired microphones like on a CB or a two-way radio.
But even if you just tap and open it up, you can't enter an address into the GPS.
Right. You can't do any data entry.
Can't do that.
Right. Yeah,
can't search for a tune on iTunes any more than one touch of the device. You can make one touch of the device.
Yeah, this is greatly going to change people's lives, including law enforcement. We are not exempted from this.
Well, that
this new
brings
law.
Up another question. Every time we talk about the cell phone law or the computer law, the texting law, somebody calls up and says, yeah, well, I was riding down the street yesterday and I saw a police officer with his head down texting like crazy.
Okay, so the thing is, and obviously I'm going to defend the police a little
bit. I want you to.
But you don't know that they were texting because they were looking at their phone. See, and that under the current law, that's part of the confusion, George, is that under the current law, it is not against the law to use your phone. So you can open up your phone to look at your phone. There are things you could do with your phone. You can make a phone call. You can accept a phone call that are not currently illegal under Maine law. And that is the confusion for law enforcement. It was very hard. It's very hard for the Maine State Police or the Holden Police Department or whomever to do effective traffic enforcement because you can't force the person to show you their phone, right? So the person they may have been texting, but then if you ask them if they were texting and they say no, you know, you need a search warrant to be able to delve into that. And this law is going to, in a few weeks, a couple of weeks here, is going to change that. If you are holding your phone at all, unless it's an emergency, you are breaking the law.
What about a taxi service, an Uber driver? Yeah, they're still covered. I guess a mobile telephone. All of this is going to come out as this new law hits the streets on the 19th of September. Can I place a phone call when I'm driving? Yeah. As long as you don't hold it up to your ear.
Yeah, you can place a phone call with your Bluetooth. I don't have a Bluetooth.
You've got to make voice commands to make the call.
Yeah, if you can.
Or if your mobile phone is mounted or fixed to the vehicle, you can take your hand, push, swipe, or tap the phone once to activate or deactivate. Yeah, sure. So it's going to be a restricted law, but it's not going to take us out of business, really. You can never text and drive, so get that out of your mind. And you can use your GPS. You just got to know it. I think the area where I think you police officers may have some trouble, and we're going to get into this when we'll bring somebody in. It's the under 18 people, I think, that are going to really have to. Maybe the school resource officer is going to have to talk. If someone is under the age of 18 or has an intermediate license or permit, they cannot operate a motor vehicle by using a mobile telephone or handheld device. Now, that's an interesting one. every kid in school that's got a license got a phone, right? And good luck, good luck, Mr. Police Officer.
Well, there are restrictions that have with a son, my son Cole Greeley, who just got his permit. I can tell you that there are restrictions on him having his permit. There are going to be restrictions when he gets his intermediate license. And so, much of that period between 15 and 18 is covered, not completely, but it's hammered into them at the driver's education schools that, don't touch the phone, leave the phone at home, put the phone in the glove box, do not touch the phone. So I think that new drivers are getting that message. And for the most part, they're told whether if they have a permit or on the intermediate license that they can't be using or touching their phone even now. So this law change certainly even makes that tougher.
Oh, one question that kept coming in, and I'll answer it, and then we'll leave this and get ready for another subject. But a handheld controller used to operate a plow, that came up yesterday, or other piece of equipment attached to the vehicle. Yes, you plow operators that were calling in that answer, yes, you can. As part of the operating equipment of the vehicle, you're exempt from the law.
Yeah, and that was a great question that caller made yesterday to us, George.
You can do that. So anyway, put down your telephone.
Me, right now, my flip phone? I can't talk to Chris Shawley if I put my phone down.
Well, I don't know who you're talking to, but you're talking to me right now, and you pay attention.
Yes, Dad.
You pay attention to this show.
I'm trying.
We'll be opening the telephones in the next section of our show here, the first hour this morning. We have guests coming in this morning. We'll have an interesting discussion here and there. And we'll let you bring up whatever subject you want at 1-800-966-1039. Chris Greeley is pinch hitting for Rick Tyler, who's
in Spain.
Yeah, he's in Spain. They grabbed a plane yesterday out of London, flew down to Spain, and went over the mountains and over the Pyrenees. And they're in Barcelona, I believe.
Wow.
And eating some kind of Spanish food for breakfast.
Is that the last country that Rick and Elizabeth and the boys?
Oh, he's going back to London.
Oh, but I mean, are there any new countries besides Spain and England?
They only had the week, just a little over a week. And so his wife planned this trip before we get into all the fall stuff that we're doing. So they went to London, then they're going down to Barcelona where they are now. They'll fly back up to London, grab at Heathrow, grab the plane over the pond and back to Boston and drive up to Bangor, and they'll be back Tuesday morning.
That's pretty cool.
Yeah. The world is kind of small these days, right?
It is small.
Okay. This is the George Hale, Rick Tyler Show. Again, our number is 1-800-966-1039, or you can text us. We'll be looking at some of the things that are going on in the world today and some of the things that maybe, hopefully, we wish weren't going on in the world today. But that's the way it goes. There hasn't been a big news story. I mean, there's a continual news story out of Washington, but there hasn't been anything major today so far. I tuned out the news yesterday. Some people talking about recession. I don't know anything about it. There isn't one yet. Or will there ever be one? I don't know. President says he's not looking at changing the capital gains tax. Does that affect you? It could. We'll find out what you're thinking this morning when you call in at 966-1039. All right, we'll be right back with more.
GHRT Rewinds, brought to you by your hometown real estate team, Laughlin and Wolfington Realty. Thinking about selling your home? Call 629-9211 and start packing.